Hey everybody, Max Kevin here. It's a little cutie podcast. It's not too long. Oh, it's Saturday, 4:20, dude. Fucking 4:20, dude. Fucking get back, 4:20, dude. Can't smoke weed all day, dude. Can't do that here in Japan, though. I'm sure a lot of people in North America and also Germany now, it's legal there. They're probably getting really baked today. Dude,
fucking life is about fucking getting baked. Fucking chilling back with your boys. Fucking getting so baked you can't fucking move. Fucking not going to work. Work fucking sucks. Goddamn rich people don't pay their taxes. Life is about getting baked and listening to music, sunken to the sofa, and eating pie and potato chips.
Fuck, anyway, I probably have said this, you know, in previous podcasts there, but, you know, just think about the fact that marijuana is illegal, or the fact that all drugs are illegal, you know, in America, you know, even though it's, you know, America, we had the alcohol prohibition, which was a catastrophic failure. Does everyone remember the catastrophic failure that alcohol prohibition was? And then they decided to do it again. They're like, oh, remember that catastrophic failure 50 years ago that totally fucked over the country? Made the mafias really powerful, killed hundreds of thousands of people. Remember that? Oh, yeah, we're going to do that again. I'm Richard Nixon, and I hate black people, so I'm going to do that again. You know? So they do that again, you know? And then it's been 50 years now. It's been 50, you know, this... It's been 50 years and they still have yet to fix this catastrophic failure. You know, just think about that anytime anyone says we need to give the government more power. You know,
I think we need to increase taxes. We need to give the corporations have too much. We need to give more power to the...
All right, well, you know, if it takes them 50 years to fix a very obvious catastrophic failure, it's not like it's difficult to fix. It's not like this is like global warming. You know, it's not like this is going to take the cooperation of the whole world. All you got to do is have just one dude, you know? You just got to vote for the dude that says he's going to legalize it, you know? That's all you got to do. And yet, it's been 50 fucking years. We haven't been able to fix that catastrophic failure. Oh, anyway, I don't want to get too political here. I don't want to get too political on the podcast. You know, over here in Japan, it's illegal, and so is someone is looking at vaginas and penises on the internet, you know? You got to blur those out. You gotta put the mosaic on there. We can't have little boys and girls looking at the penises, you know. If you're a young boy, you don't know what a vagina looks like. Well, you can't find out on the internet. Okay, you gotta look at your mom's. That's the only way to do it. Or if you have a sister, you gotta sexually assault your sister because you know they don't have that on the internet over here. Well, I mean, I guess you could just go to a normal website, but yeah, you know, all the politicians over here in Japan, none of them want to run on like. I'm gonna remove the mosaic on the porn. Vote for me. You know? I support family values. I want to get rid of the mosaic on the porn. So we can see that dick go into... Anyway, I don't want to get too obscene here. You know? I don't get too obscene. Of course, it's Saturday over here in Japan. Saturday morning, dude. Saturday morning. I've been watching X-Men. You guys been watching that? X-Men 97? Dude. It's X-Men 97, dude. Remember X-Men from 30 years ago? I do, because I was in junior high school, and I watched that shit every Saturday morning. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to be an X-Men. I'm going to be 13 soon. That's when I get my mutant powers. And then I turned 13. I'm like, where are my goddamn mutant powers? I'm just a little fat kid. I can't do shit. I have asthma. Asthma's not a mutant power, is it? I got this inhaler. I'll spray in your eyes. That's my mutant power. I can't breathe. My mutant power is I can't run without collapsing. And whenever they cut the grass, it makes me not be able to breathe even more. I'm allergic to plants and animals. That's my mutant power.
God.
I'm going to save the world by being allergic to plants and animals.
Watch out for my inflammation, bad guy. Look how puffy my skin is. Look how puffy and red my skin is. You better not rob that bank. You better not rob that bank. Look how puffy and red my skin is. I'm going to hack up some phlegm on you. You're going to have to listen to my wheezing if you rob that bank, bad guy. Don't you rob that bank. You're going to have to listen to my wheezing.
Oh, that's my mutant power. I was very upset, you know, when I turned 13 and 14. I didn't get any mutant powers. Kind of like when I was like 6, 7 years old, you know, I go outside of my street, you know, and go to the sewer there, you know. I'd be like, Donatello, are you there? Leonardo, Donatello, are you there? And they never answered back, you know. And then I try to, like, lift up the sewer thing, but it was, like, really heavy, you know. And, like, you need one of those special tools, you know. So, like, I guess, I mean, that's probably a good thing, you know. Can't have these little kids lifting up the sewer, the manhole, you know. They'd fall into the sewer there, you know. They'd fall into the sewer and steal everybody's poop. Yeah, I've been watching X-Men 97, dude. X-Men 97. You guys like that intro song? Best intro song ever, X-Men 97. All right, we're going to sing along. Ready for karaoke time? If you know the words, sing the song. Ba-da-da-boo-doo, 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 bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop, ba-da-ba-da-boo-ba-boop, 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 boo-doo-boop, ba-da-ba-da-boo-ba-boop, 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 boo-doo-boop, ba-da-ba-da-boo-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da- metal song, you know, back then when I was like 13 years old, I'm like, whoa, this is heavy metal, this is fucking badass, dude. I'm 12 years old, this is fucking heavy metal guitar, it's fucking badass, you know. You know, I realized, you know, they're like, they're starting on X-Men series, you know, X-Men 97, like the first episode, it's like, Professor Xavier's dead. Remember, he died in the series finale last year. And I was thinking, I was like, I don't even remember that. I mean, I watched that show religiously, but I think the last thing I remember is like Jean Grey turning into Phoenix, you know, and they're fighting the aliens and stuff. And I go look online. That was in season 4. Apparently, there was an extra season. Season 5, I didn't even watch. Yeah, like the other seasons, they had like 20 episodes. But that season 5 there, they had only 10 episodes. Yeah, I kind of remember that. I think I watched a few episodes, and then like every week it was a rerun, you know. And that was like my first year of high school. So I was like, fuck cartoons, dude. I'm fucking high schooler and I don't watch cartoons. You know, so I think I stopped. Plus, it was just reruns every week. There was like a 3-month hiatus. And I think I never even finished season 5 of X-Men. But yeah, I remember that. I remember a couple of those episodes. They were just fucking dumb. So I think I just stopped watching it. And then the season ended there, you know, and I never even watched the... The series finale there of X-Men, you know, but of course, we who cares about that? X-Men 97, it's back. It's season 6. Season 6 of X-Men. Yeah, I like how they got the, they got all the voice actors back, you know, except for some of them. Jean Grey's a different voice. And, I feel like, I don't know, maybe Magneto, I feel like he is a different, I can't remember. A couple of the voices are different, but it's no big deal. No big deal. Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, everybody loves it, you know, it's cool, it's badass, you know, but, you know, a couple things kind of bug me there that, you know, like, they kind of change the mutant powers there, like, okay, like Morph. Morph, he can morph into, like, he can change his appearance to look like other people, you know, which is good for, like, infiltrating government buildings or whatever, you know, because you could just change how you look, you know, but it kind of makes them useless for fighting, you know, so, like, now they're fighting these giant robots, and it's like, how are we gonna make this guy useful, you know? So they change his power now. Now he can morph into any other mutant, and he gains their powers. It's like, wouldn't that make him the most powerful mutant in the world? He basically has infinite. He has infinite powers. He can just morph into anybody and use their, like, that's way too. He's way too strong, and like they don't even. They're just like, oh yeah, you can morph into any mutant you want and use their powers, but you're just gonna morph into the fat guy. You morph into the fat guy so Wolverine can bounce off your fat stomach and fly into the air. I don't understand why do you just morph into Magneto, you know, and use the metal power to smash the goddamn robot, you know? That would, you know, I mean, if you have the power to have all powers, I mean, you're the most powerful mutant in the world there, you know? Anyway, that's a little writing oversight. Of course, they changed Morph's face there. I don't know why they changed his face and just like a white face, you know, I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, it's kind of a blank slate there, but like he had a face before. I don't know what happened to his face. He just didn't feel like having his face anymore. I don't know. All right. What? I guess, you know. No face, huh? Anyway, what else did they do? Oh, yeah, okay, they changed Gambit's powers. Okay, episode 5 there. You know, Gambit dies. Spoiler alert. Gambit dies. And Gambit, he can make little small objects turn into explosives. That's his power, right? That's why he has little trading cards there, you know? But then they got this, like, you know, 1,000-foot-tall... Sentinel thing stabs him through the body there, and then he touches it and turns the whole thing into a giant explosion. I mean, that's a goddamn nuclear bomb. And he doesn't have the power to do that anyway. He can't turn big things, you know. Otherwise, he'd just touch the whole Earth and make the whole Earth blow up, you know. They changed his power. He can't just be changing powers there, you know. Then I was watching this new episode there, with Storm, you know. Storm's like, she lost her powers now, and then she like fights this demon, this like owl demon thing, and like somehow, like, I don't know, it's like a metaphor for fighting her inner demons. She gets her powers back, you know, and then like her clothes change, like, what is her, and her hair grows back, like she has a mohawk, you know, and she's like, fuck you, demon, I'm facing my fears, you know, and then her hair and her uniform changes. She gets like a sexy black uniform and her hair grows back. It's like, what? I mean, I get you can control the weather, but what? You can grow hair now? Yeah, why don't you help me out with that, man? I'm bald over here. All right, give me some of that hair growth over here, Storm. All right? I want some of that black leather latex sexy underwear you're wearing and some of that hair. I didn't realize you could just grow hair. You're going to make a lot of men happy if you have the power to grow hair and control the weather. You know, make it rain, baby. Make it rain some follicles on my head. You can take the hair off my balls, too. That shit's annoying. Anyway, it's a cool show. It's a cool show, X-Men 97, check it out. You're probably already watching it if you're a super nerd like me. But if not, then you have no idea what I've been talking about this entire time. You know what, anyway, thanks for listening. Maple City Tomorrow.